In the well-known story by Dr. Seuss, the Grinch steals all the decorations and presents out of Whoville, and then the Whos teach audiences what's really important about Christmas. But Michigan Radio's Tyler Scott considers the opposite. He argues there's meaning to those decorations that flood lawns and houses this time of year, from the elegant to the chintzy.
In my apartment, there's enough Christmas decorations to make some people gag. A strand of lights hangs from the Venetian blinds, and more hang down from the ceiling. There's a 7-foot-tall Christmas tree, and a 3-foot-tall stuffed Santa by the window. My roommate laughed when I put it all up. Everyone who's come to our apartment in the past month or so has laughed, all with this same kind of amused chuckle. They laugh, then I laugh, because this is just a fraction of my total Christmas decor. I've still got boxes and boxes of lights and knickknacks sitting in a closet. I'm a 25-year-old single guy who's very into celebrating the holidays. That kind of makes me an odd duck, but I come by it honest. My dad, for example, proudly displays a life-sized light-up nativity set in his lawn. He listens to Christmas music at least 3 months a year. When I was a teenager, I started collecting Christmas decorations, so when I had a place of my own, I could be properly festive. Now I get decorations as gifts for every single birthday and Christmas. I've got a growing collection of Christmas kitsch, and I don't know how to stop. Except these past few years, my more mystical feelings about Christmas have faded some. When I was trimming my tree this year, I don't know, it just felt a little bit materialistic and meaningless. I looked at one of my Santa figurines and imagined his cheery red face wasting away someday in a landfill, cracked and broken. Trash that holds no real meaning to anybody. At first, my friends' laughter at my gaudy Christmas display seemed only to echo those doubts. But I realized there aren't many opportunities to celebrate joy for joy's sake alone. I inherited this tradition of Christmas pageantry from my family, and I'm choosing to reinterpret it now to fit my own sensibilities. I'm embracing a role as some sort of Christmas jester, stringing up all the lights and garland I can find. When I'm too old to deck the halls and all my ornaments do fill a landfill, I'll remember the smiles on friendly faces lit up by the glow of Christmas lights, the laughter, and the good-spirited amusement at my efforts. Michigan winters are depressingly long and cold and dark. In this season, there's at least some joy to be found by bringing unabashed holiday cheer and light to loved ones and neighbors, and to all.